God tonight. That's why we are here, just to worship Him. That's the only agenda, to magnify the King on the throne. Let's exalt the King. Forget everything else. Just come to Him. We come by the blood of Jesus. We come by the new and living way. We come to satisfy our Father's heart, looking for worshipers. So we worship you tonight. Lift your hands in your own way. Bless Him. Bless Him. Give Him glory. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration. You can take your seat so you keep on worshiping. He bless your name. Keep on worshiping. Don't stop yet. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We lift on your name, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. It's just an honor to come to worship you tonight. Just want you to close your eyes as you sit down there. We call it a worship experience. We just come to worship. And the Lord touching our lives in any way you fit to do it. Jesus. David said, let the lifting of my hands be like an evening sacrifice. Lifting our hands like evening sacrifice. Paul said, I exhort men everywhere. Pray, lifting up holy hands. So we lift our hands to you, Father. In surrender and in victory, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. God of heaven and earth, the owner who has the rightful claim over our lives. We belong to you. We belong to you. We belong to you. We belong to you, God of heaven and earth. We belong. We are yours. We don't own our lives. In the midst of all that we see and feel around us, we come to you tonight. We say, you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. You alone. Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We give thanks to you. We celebrate your goodness in our lives. We are your people. You give us our bearing in the midst of this meaningless world. Thank you. Jesus, for the grace. Never repay.
We can never repay.
But from our heart, we like to say.
We like to say that.
We thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody say,
thank
we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
to see your children, sons and daughters. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord, for our lives, for our future, for our family, for our health, for our finances, for all that you have done, for all who we are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Again. Thank you. We are thankful tonight. We are thankful, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for everything. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are thankful. We appreciate you tonight. Sing it again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done.
I say,
Baba.
I say, Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Open your mouth. Tell him personally. Just want to say thank you. Just want to bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful atmosphere to be tonight. Just to bless the Lord. I look forward to it tonight. Just to thank the Lord, just to bless Him. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Baba. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for myriad blessings, for all you've done for our lives, keeping us going in this terrifying and terrible world. It's guiding us, leading us, providing, protecting, Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we love you. Father, we bless you. Let's do something tonight. Paul said, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Give us on the screen Ephesians 5, verse 18. It says, be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5, verse 18. If you can get hold of it. It said, don't be drunk with wine, which is riotous living. But be filled with the Spirit. Doing what? Next verse. Speaking. King James Version. Speaking to yourselves in hymns. In psalms and hymns and spiritual song. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So let's do some psalms. It's just wonderful to God give them the book of Psalms as part of their praise and prayer. So we're just going to read some psalm tonight. Hallelujah. Then when we do that, we'll be filled with the Spirit. Then we follow the Spirit to do whatever He wants us to do tonight. Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. For praise from the upright is what? Spiritful. Hallelujah. If anybody says you are not beautiful, don't worry. Just praise God. Your praise is beautiful. That will cover up the case for you. Praise the Lord with a harp. Make melody to Him with an instrument of 10 strings. One of our sisters, when I was in school, told us that the 10 strings, they may have a name for it over there, but we have it. 10 strings. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. Sing to Him a new song. Should we do some new song tonight? Hallelujah. Remember that song, I exalt thee, because you are my God. Remember it? Do you remember it? Yeah. This is some new song. It's been a long time we've sung it. I exhort you. Because you are with me, second line, I will not fear.
Because you're with me. Because you're with me. Because you're with me.
I will not fear.
I will not fear.
Let's take the first one. I exhort you. Lift your hands. You mean it?
I will exalt you. I will exalt you.
You are my God.
You are my God.
One more time. I will exalt you. Because you are with me, I will not fear.
Because you're with me.
Make it personal for yourself.
Because you're with me.
Because you are with me.
Because you're with me.
I will not
fear. I will not fear.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's go back to our psalm reading. He says, sing to Him a new song. We just did. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, what are you up to? We just act on the word of God. the doer of the word is blessed. Now, why do we sing? Why do we play? Why do we praise? Why do we make melody? Verse 4 says, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Don't mind other trouble going on the earth. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. It's because it's finances. That's what's causing trouble. The system of this world ties everything up to the money. But it's here. The flowers. The joy of living. There are 8 billion people on this planet. And there's no collapse yet. Relax. It's the economy that is messing up. The flowers, the plants, the sky. We never had shortage of breathing, right? The first time you enter economic class, you know what they told you? Scarcity of resources. Because they never see the goodness of God. All they see is human struggles and human travail. Jesus said, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't gather. And your heavenly Father feeds them. How many of you, you woke up one morning by your window and then the bird said, excuse me, we are protesting tomorrow. Hello? I live where I live. Birds are all over the place there and they disturb me sometimes big time. There are all kinds of sound from birds. You hear, oh, oh, around 3-4 o'clock. You wonder what this thing is out there. And I'll come and say, whoop, 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 whoop. And they have the rhythm with it. I wonder how they eat your heavenly Father. Not their Father, our heavenly Father. The heart is full of the goodness of God. The heart is full of the goodness of God. Don't believe the lies. The rat race is for the rats. We are God's children. And we are running the race of life with God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Pastor, you can talk like that because you don't know what life is. Don't tell me I don't know what life is. Don't tell me that. Because I don't go to heaven on Friday, come back on Sunday, go back on Sunday, come back on Friday. I don't. I live here too. I face things too. There's one song that says, I run to your name. My word is safe. Remember the song? I run into your name. Jesus. Remember the song? Can you find it? Okay, I think I give it to them to come up with it. Do you have that second one? Take a look.
You are my everything. I run into your name, Jesus. Jesus.
My word is safe.
My God is stronger. He won't let go of me. Christ, my Savior, faithful through eternity. I got
Jesus.
I run into everything. I run into your name. I run into your name.
You are my everything. I run into your name.
Jesus.
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 I know my world is safe.
Everything.
Jesus.
Lift your hands and tell him, Lord, you are mine.
You are my everything.
You are my everything.
I run into your name.
I run into your name. Jesus.
Sing it for me now. Sing it for me. One more time. Sing it for me. Yes, Pastor. You are my everything, Lord.
You are
my everything.
I run
into your name.
Jesus.
I know my world.
I know my world is saved.
Forever.
One more time.
Jesus,
you are my everything.
Jesus,
yes, Lord.
You are my everything.
I run
into your name.
Jesus.
Your name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Forever you will be.
Forever you will be.
The Lamb
upon the throne. You're the Lamb upon the throne.
I gladly bow my
knee. Lord, I gladly bend my knee.
What's with you, Jesus? Give you glory.
You are holy.
Holy Lord.
minister.
Amen. Somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Sit down. Thank you. You know, I use some kind of phones. I've always believed in using phone with pen. And they'll tell you that there's a certain called recalibration. When you start using phone, writing with it, after a while, you want to write here, it will show up here. You're writing here, it will show up over here. So they tell you to go to the setting and recalibrate. So you get to the setting, they tell you, tap this, you tap it, tap this, you tap it, tap this, you tap it, tap it. And then it normalizes, you write here, it show up here. You don't know what I'm talking about. So worship for me is recalibration. Protests, food crisis, troubles here and there. If you have children, you wonder what their future will be. So what do? I come to worship like this. Like they go to Bia Palo to shake off into nonsense. I shake up into divine reality. Praise God. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Amen. Praise God. So I set everything around the throne. That's what matters, is the throne. Hallelujah. And I'm bound to be. You know my trouble? Not only my trouble, but all of you over here. You got issues, you got life, and I have to come over here and lead. That's not the easiest thing in the world. But thank God, we have somebody ahead of us. His name is Jesus. He'll take care of every one of us. Somebody tell somebody beside you, he'll take care of every one of us. Tell him he will take care of you. Tell him he will take care of you. Then tell him he'll take care of me. Then tell the person he'll take care of us. It's big enough to carry all our loads. Can you clap your hands for the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I come to church. Need to recalibrate, get myself together and tell myself that this is not. I didn't discover that quite early. In my younger days, I would drop my head worried, thinking that, what will this world be? How will it be? How will it go? Struggle, bah, bah. So, just before I got married, I started setting myself up and thinking, let's just focus on Jesus. Let's just focus on the Lord. Let's just worship Him. Wake up in the morning, appreciate, though your mind is confused, your heart is unsettled, but He's on the throne. Praise God, somebody. And it's been a long journey, 35 years doing this. Praise God. Just working with the Lord. Sometimes struggling, sometimes you fall up, He picks you up. You just do that. If you never do this with the Lord, you just, you know, you flip BBC, you flip CNN, you flip channels, you flip, just flip the Lord. Just flip. The Lord is mighty, the Lord is great, the Lord is wonderful. Just calm down. I know, you're like me too. Moment you finish now, get out there, start again. But thank God we can repeat it again. Thank God it's Friday. Amen. We thought that the country will go up in smoke on Wednesday. Here we are. Not because Tinubu and the police are smart, but God is watching over us and He will take care of us. Hallelujah. Tell somebody beside you, He will settle everything concerning you. He will. He will. It's your Father. Hallelujah. Just believe the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Once in a while, you need to go and sit down and watch National Geographic and see the teeming animals in the sea and look at the birds gracefully flying in the air. Look at the majestic elephant. They don't have dollar problem. You hear me? They don't have dollar problem. Hallelujah. Jesus is sufficient for us. Let's go back to Psalm 33 we are reading. He loves righteousness, verse 5, and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Now look at verse 6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. And all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth, that word fear, say word for worship. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the Lord do what? Let's stand. Say, stand in awe. Pastor, what are you doing tonight? I just obeying scripture. Say, let's stand in awe. Can we lift our hands? Stand. I stand in awe of you. You're awesome, God. I stand.
I stand. I stand in awe of you.
Yes, Lord.
I stand. I stand in awe of you.
Not in awe of governments and their powers. Not in awe of darkness and their regions. Come on.
I stand in awe.
I stand
in awe of you.
I stand
in awe. I stand
in awe of you.
All praises
to
you. I stand.
One more time. One more time.
I stand in awe of you.
Oh, I stand.
Yes, I stand
in awe of you.
I stand in awe of you.
I stand
in awe of you. You're the only God. To you, Lord, to you.
Glory, God of power, God of wisdom, God of strength, we stand in all of you tonight. We bless your name. No one is bigger, no one is greater. No one can take care of us like you do. We bless you, Lord. Sit down. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. I love this one. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. You know the meaning of that? Nigerian government, Nigerian policies, U.S. government, U.S. policies. Their counsels come to nothing. They told us that removing the subsidy will take us care of us. Where are we today? They told us, let's liberalize dollars, naira, take care of us today. Right? America said they will face Russia and help Ukraine, the fight is still going on. You know, we live in a world where, you know, these people, you know, they're transgressing, come to be with the Lord, that old man. He was into prison fellowship ministry. We'll go around helping prisoners. So he got to this country, I think in South America. And he went to go and meet Minister for Internal Affairs. And the man promised that he would do everything in his power to see that they improve the lot of the prisoners. He got to the hotel room. By the evening, he saw that the man had been assassinated. Now, the shocking thing was, they took the camera and swerved it to his car. And he saw the books he just gave the man by the side of the man where I was sitting down at the back of the car. Charles Crossan said, "Don't put your trust in princes." He was quoting the Bible. "Their breath is just here." You know, one time, my wife and I were talking about our children. What has this country done for them? My wife said, "They gave them immunization." How many of you are immunized? How many of you kids are immunized here? You're all immunized. It's free of charge. Nothing else. It's not free now. Oh, there's been a change. Who's paying for it now? Parents. Ah, okay. I didn't know about that one. Verse 11. "The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is who?" That's not Nigeria. That's not U.S. We are a chosen generation, a holy nation. We are the nation of God's people. Can you lift your hand and say, "I belong to God. I belong to the Father. I belong to Jesus. I belong to the Holy Spirit. I'm one of God's people." Hallelujah. This is the verse I'm going toward. I hope we finish with this today. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. See, the way I sit now, I can see almost everybody. To an extent, I can see. Where the throne of God is, he can see everybody at once. That's too much for us. Where I'm sitting now, I can see. But where God's throne is, he can see everything. He can see everyone. That's huge. You know, one time I was talking to the Lord, I said, "Lord, I just wonder how you hear prayer at the same time. Everybody's praying." Then it was like a rebuke. He said, "What about MTN? I said, "Huh?" He said, "How many subscribers? And you are all calling, right? At the same time. Of course, once in a while, you call somebody, I will start answering you back. But it's not just you come on. And then you call your uncle in Georgia, in US, and MTN in his technological power will locate that person and you'll be talking. God said, if that stupid MTN that has no mouth, that has no eyes, that's just a piece of machine could do that, how much more your Father who made everything?" From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their heart individually. He considers all their works. Before we go further, let's come to Jesus. I want us to pray. Mark 5, before we leave here. It's been wonderful tonight. The July has finished. We are back to our worship experience now, improved upon by the Spirit of God. Let's go to Mark 5. Hallelujah. Don't forget the song. "You are my everything. I run into your name. Jesus, Jesus. I know my world is safe." Let's look at the case here before we go. Before we go home. Mark 5. Jesus. Come and see this man. His world was not safe. Just read the Bible, they'll come to the other place. Verse 1. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately they met him out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit. He was in a very terrible world. His world was terrible. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." So he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?" That's the kind of world we live in today. Can't chain it. Things are just gone out of hand. But come and see. Verse 15. Then they came to Jesus. Can you see it? And saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed and where? In his right mind. And they were afraid. See, Lord, I'll be in my right mind. I'm in my right mind. I'm with the mind of Jesus. I refuse to be tormented, pressed, oppressed by the different worries and anxieties of this world. Come on. Jesus invaded that man's world, and there was a rightness. I don't know who you are. I want you to welcome right-mindedness. You've been worrying lately. You've been wondering. Calm down. Jesus is here in your world. He will make your world safer. He was in his right mind, clothed. He was naked before. He was cutting himself with stones. Jesus asked that demon, "What is your name?" We know his name, Jesus. And at his name, every knee will bow of things in heaven, things on the earth, including imaginations and thoughts and oppressive mind. I speak peace to minds of people here tonight. Jesus, invade their minds, invade their thoughts, calm down their soul. Show them that you are there. Clothe them with your righteousness. They are not naked. We are not naked. Thank you, Lord. Just welcome peace. Everybody, just welcome peace. Welcome peace. Welcome peace. Quietness. Welcome peace. Welcome peace. Oh, Yamakatala, Shiti Pralakista, Nala Kabala. Welcome Shalom, peace of God. He said, "And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall guard your heart and guard your mind." Just welcome peace of God. In this season, in these struggles, in this fear-ridden world, I welcome the peace of God. I welcome the peace of God. For my yesterday, for my today, for my tomorrow, I welcome the shalom of God. I welcome the peace of God. I welcome right-mindedness. In this moment of worship, I recalibrate my mind. And I said, "Quiet. Quiet. The Lord is my help." Just receive peace right now. Some of you can't sleep at night. Online, you can hear me. You can't sleep at night because things are going on that you don't know what to do with it. Just welcome peace. And all those spirits troubling your mind, with ask them to shut up. Hallelujah. Let's talk about phone. Can you open your eyes a minute? I'm reading a book. It's a pastor. It was a pastor. One day, just sitting down, maybe I don't know what he was doing. He just had a thought in his head. God has abandoned you. Thought it was a joke. You're a failure. He can't forgive you again. So he started wrestling with that thoughts. It got so bad. I think he ran his family because his grandmother was in psychiatric hospital. So just got to a point he couldn't go out. If he goes out with his wife like that, he'll just be hearing voice, God. You're useless. You are condemned. God doesn't hear you anymore. You are fake. Couple of months was going on like that. One day his wife said, let's go out with our kid. Let's just eat in the restaurant for a while. He said, please come along with us. So they went. I was running through my Kindle. That's when I found the book. And they got to the hotel to eat on the restaurant. Before they served the food, the thought came back again. Everybody in the equal here, just this pastor, Pentecostal pastor, you know, just grabbed his head. His son was sitting down there, didn't know what to do. He just ran out. The wife was crying. You do it again, I don't know what's going on. So he just entered the car. I said, just take me home. He got home, went to the den, you know, the house, and then. So he fell on his face. The wife said, okay, let me go and buy something since you have disappointed us. So he said he fell on his face, bam, on the floor and said, Jesus, please help me. He said, when he said that word, the room got quiet. And he looked and he saw a pair of, you know, feet. And he looked. It was Jesus. He asked for him. He said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord. He said, the Lord tapped the side of his head like that, tapped his head, and pulled out a banner. No banner. That's what they have in town. Pull out the banner. And the banner had it on it. You are a fake. God has forgiven you. God has forgotten you. God has abandoned you. And he said, Jesus wrote it like this. And he said, I told you, it's a vapor. Doesn't exist. It's tormenting you. It's a vapor. Doesn't exist. That's not true. My father loves you. So he said, he took that banner, just disappeared. He tapped his head again. Another one came out. Another set of words like that. Disappeared. Then he tapped his head again. Papers, some paper like this came out. And then when he took the paper in his hand, he saw two demons in the corner of his room. Those demons were the ones jumping on his head and tormenting him all this while. He will have headache. He can't sleep at night. He said, Jesus just took the paper, wrapped it. The demons were shaking. He was shaking. He said, he was the one shaking before. Just shaking. He said he was shaking so terribly. So Jesus just took the paper, wrapped it, and threw it at them. The paper and them disappeared. He said for the first time, he felt so good. He felt so great. He just shadow. Those thoughts are not true. They're not true. They're just shadows. They torment us. Can we close our eyes? Sing it again. You are my everything. I run into your name. Jesus. I know my word is safe forever in your name. Just a shadow. Don't believe it. Your Father loves you. He'll take care of you. The thoughts may persist, but it's not true. You're not abandoned. You're not forsaken. Just because you have not seen that miracle doesn't mean that God has forgotten you. Jesus. One more time. One more time. You are my everything, Jesus. The devil is a liar. The thoughts will not persist. They will not last. We have the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we stand against those thoughts. They are mere shadows and vapor. I know my world is safe. Can you say one more time? Lift your hands. You are my everything, tell him, Jesus. So the devil is nothing. Can do so much in my life. You are my everything. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Yes, Lord. I know my world. Pastor said, he couldn't pray. He would just be weeping. He'd just be weeping. He'd just be crying. Every time I want to pray, he just start crying. He said, he went out. The place looks better. The green looks greener. You know, don't believe everything good on your head. Even the best of God's saints, they challenge by thoughts. Don't believe them. That's how that guy started his problem. Thoughts started running in his head. They got him accommodated. Let's go to the next one before we leave this building. Mark 5. I plan to pray more tonight. Let's go to Mark chapter 5, verse 21. Thank you, ladies. Now, when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. Look at what happened next. Everybody look at it. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, what did he do? He fell at his feet. You see, his word was in trouble. Begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and do what? Come, lay your hands on her. Amazing. The power of laying of hands. This pastor, it's a church leader, just told Jesus, just come, just lay your hands. As may be healed, and she will live. Lay on of hands. Just come, lay your hands. She be healed, she will live. So he asked Jesus. What happened next? So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. So he started going to order to go and lay hands, right? Next verse. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. I want you to follow this story because I'm going to pray around this story. And I suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. The Lord was speaking to me today that we should pray for people here. The case of Jairus' daughter was emergency, immediate, happening now. But this woman's case was different. It was going on for 12 years. Thank you, Lord. While we were singing, this came to me. Someone here, you see, because God didn't answer that prayer in my life, God is not pleased with me. The prayer for a child was not answered in Abraham's life. According to his own time. Just be here. First year, second year, third year, fourth year, 50 years. Did it mean that God didn't like Abraham? Huh? No. Don't quickly conclude that when God's not doing something in your life, mean God didn't like you. God changed his name, call him his friend. There was no child yet. So don't think like that. That person, I just want to let you know. Don't think like that. That because God didn't like you or something. No. He loves you. Abraham is our father. And he experienced that. And he just kept on walking with God. You know, sometimes, this is not my subject. I don't want to just get out of here first. Sometimes, God will let us grow up to a blessing. You hear what I just said? If your son come to you now, 10 years old, Dad, I want a car. You want to give him a car, but you let him grow up to get a driver's license. Practice and drive, and then you can have 21st birthday or something, say, take a car key, and then you run off. But if you give him that car key by 12, by 10, he can do much with it. So if anything is not happening in your life that you think is, grow up to it. Are you hearing me? Just keep growing. A lot of time, when God is not moving our life, he wants us to grow up to it. It's like this. If God's not giving you yam, go plant some. This woman, she spent, there are people over here, before we leave here, that you have some continuous kind of physical ailment. It just keeps coming. Like this woman over here. She has spent all that she had. Bought drugs sometimes. Comes, goes. And that, see that word? She was not getting better. She was growing worse. The Lord said, tonight we should lay hands. If you have had some things that go on for long, some kind of ailment going on for long. You know, that woman came to Jesus. She came. If you look at, I think next verse, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him. And is Jesus here tonight? Is Jesus here tonight? I said, we are two or three. I have to get out my name. I'm there in the midst of them. She came from behind, so she had to do the laying of hands on Jesus, on his clothes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hands reached out. I want every eye closed. Something like ulcer, certain kind of malaria that just goes on almost regularly. Things like that. You know, wherever you are, I'd just like you to stand up. If you're in that category. Just comes and goes. And it tends to become worse period of time. Rest of us, let's just pray in the spirit. Let's just talk to the Lord. If you're in that category, can you just march forward? Come over here. Let's gather around Jesus here. Let's gather around Jesus. Tell him, Lord, I come to you tonight. Like a woman, I come to you tonight. You're not coming to pastor. You're coming to the Lord. Tell him, Lord, I'm here. I'm not here to come and meet pastor. I'm here to meet you, Lord. I want this. What's your request? I want this to stop. That woman, she got better. Bible said, When she touched Jesus, the fountain of her blood stopped. And she felt in her body. So she said, Lord, I come for the fountain tonight to stop. What is driving this? I want it to stop. That's why I'm here. Don't come for my prayer. Come to the Lord Jesus. She came to Jesus. If you are at the front, can you open your eyes? Can you come like that so that we can join our hands together like this so I'll be somewhere there? Just come. Just come like that so that just for so that we can have our hands joined together. Can you just take everybody in? Take everybody in. Take everybody. Go. No, some people are left out there. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He said, for where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in the midst. Imagine Jesus right here in our midst. As we join our hands together, right here in our midst. And as you close your eyes, say, Jesus, we are here. I'm here. I'm here in your name. I come to get better from your hand tonight. I want this to stop. Ask that man, what do you want me to do for you? I want this to stop. Open your mouth and tell him, I want this to stop. Call it by name. What is it? Is it malaria that comes, that go on, that comes and say, Lord, I want this to stop. When you finish speaking, I'm going to speak in his name, representing, you know, speaking, taking my voice for his voice tonight so you can hear me audibly here. And my hands join with your hands. So this is our hands joined together, Jesus. Speak what you want. And receive that. Receive that. Receive. So I come to receive freedom from this tonight. I come to receive freedom from this. I want this to become a past story. I want to enter into the past in my life. That day, that woman, the issue of blood, enter into her past. Dear, please join me. Can you just get over there? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Rest of us, can you stretch forth your hands toward them? Rest of us, stretch forth your hands toward them. Let's join our faith with our brethren. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, you met that woman that day. She came from your behind, and your power went into her. I ask in the name of Jesus that the power of God go into everyone here right now, in the name of Jesus, and effect the cure and stop this plague in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be free. Be free in the name of the Lord Jesus. Tell yourself, I'm free. I'm free in the name of Jesus. I'm free in the name of Jesus. I'm free in the name of Jesus. Join with Jesus. I'm free. Jesus said, you are free. He said, you are released. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. Said, I'm going in peace now. Peace from this. Have peace. Lift up your hands. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. By the clock in the hall, it's 7:25. Today is 2nd August. Receive your freedom today. Can't it sorted out? Let's give thanks as we go to our seat. Thank you, Lord. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, your blood was shed for us. Your blood was shed for us. Jesus. Ah, he's here. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Before we leave, we have 5 minutes there about before we leave here. If you're at the crossroad in your life, you don't know what to do next. I want to lay hands on you. The Bible says, the spirit of wisdom came upon Joshua because Moses laid hand on him. If you're at the crossroad in your life, you don't know what to do next. You're at the crossroad. Please don't come out because I'm announcing it. You, where, where, I go this, a crossroad in your life. Or you got a major decision to make and you don't know which way to go. I want every eye closed. Should I go this? Should I go that? Should I follow that up? Or should I start that? Should I end that? Should I join with? Should I refuse? Wherever you are in that position, I would like you to just stand up on your feet. I want you to come. I want to lay hands on you. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and might. Our God is an awesome God. Fasten your mind on that word, wisdom. Wisdom from God. He said, I will direct you. I will lead you in the way you should go. I want you to believe. I want you to believe. Now, I'm going to join my faith with your faith. Now, can we make it very low? Very low. Very low. All I'm going to do is to lay hands on you in the name of Jesus and welcome that spirit of wisdom to know what to do. Just welcome that God, as pastor lays hands on me, I receive wisdom from direction. I receive wisdom for direction. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. When I lay hands on you, you can go to your seat. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive. 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 In the name of the Lord. If I've laid hands on you, go to your seat and keep standing. Just pray in the spirit. I will give further direction. Receive in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive. 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 Receive in the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 Now you stand, if I've laid hands on you, you stand up where you are. They're going to give us a verse on the screen. I want you to take this verse and just meditate for the next 1 week. Psalm 32 verse 8. Psalm 32 verse 8. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. And I want to take this verse, but I copy it out or keep it around you. Just next 1 week, just look at it. 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 Then it's peace. Even say it now. The Lord will instruct me and teach me in the way I should go. There's a way I will go, and I will go that way. The Lord is instructing me and teaching me. The Lord is guiding me with his eyes. Believe that. Say that to yourself again. The Lord will instruct me. The Lord is instructing me and teaching me in the way I should go. He's guiding me with his eye. You know why I'm telling you that? James chapter 1, verse 5. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Quickly. Verse 5 first. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally. God's giving you wisdom right now. But next verse. Let him ask in faith with no doubting. Don't doubt that God will direct you. Tell yourself, I am sure God will direct me. Somebody said, how do you know? Because he never refuses to give wisdom to anyone who asks him. That's one thing you will never, if you look at verse 5, it tells us, it says, who gives to all liberally. That's one thing God will never deny anyone who asks his wisdom. So can we all lift up our hands and thank God along with them that they have that direction, they have that guidance, they have that wisdom. I heard God saying, I will give you a future and a peace. I will give you a future and a hope. So be at peace. As long as you are worrying, it won't come to your heart. But when you just know that my Father will lead me to a future and a hope, and he will give me wisdom in this area. Oh, hallelujah. Can we all just thank God along with everyone? Let's lift our hands. Let's sing that song as we close. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. Can we stand up? Can we stand up? Let's go home. Let's go home. Wait. Come on.
Tomorrow morning.
My God is awesome.
My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with me. Some power and love. My God is an awesome God.
Awesome God.
Awesome God.
You are the awesome God.
Thank you. Good night. Bless you.